I wrote it out so I could do that.
Sure.
I'm the chairman of the board of directors of the Prime Hook Beach organization. It's a voluntary organization of residents who live at Prime Hook Beach, which, as you know, is a small, unincorporated community that lies in District 3 of Sussex County between the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge, which is 10,000 acres, and the Delaware Bay. I want to thank Councilman Deaver today. She understands the unique problems at Prime Hook Beach, and I want to ask the same support from all of you. Last night, I'm just going to tell you this story, on a perfectly clear, storm-free day, I returned home from a dinner in Lewis and found the road half covered by floodwater from the refuge. The flooding is a constant and ongoing problem. Breaches at Fowler Beach allow bay water into the marshes of the refuge, and the refuge folks can't control it. The resultant saltwater intrusion and flooding has seriously undermined Prime Hook Road, as well as the properties on the western edge of our community directly adjacent to the refuge. The breaches that were left unrepaired are now very wide and get wider with each tide. That means that we live as no other Sussex County residents live. We're frequently stranded in our community with no access to emergency or fire or medical services. We have a clear fire danger from dead trees abutting our community, and we have dead fish under our houses and mold inside them. We send our children to school on a bus each day with the concern that they might not be able to get back. Director Joe Thomas has stated that if the road is flooded, he can't get services to us except by water or air. Given that, I'm here to ask your support for two different things. One is for the second part of Senate Bill 64, which it's not the part you talked about this morning. It's the second part, which is the portion of the bill that would waive standard regulatory requirements for repairs in the case, and this is a quote, life-threatening emergencies and actions required for public safety. This is something that all residential and agricultural communities along the Delaware Bay need, and we ask your support for this provision. Secondly, the other reason I'm here is the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge is currently preparing its comprehensive conservation plan, just called the CCP. This is a plan required by them by federal law and will guide the management of the refuge for the next 15 years. The refuge was a beautiful, important asset to the county, but because of the public safety concerns I've described, the county must exercise its legal right to influence the CCP process. Prime Hook Refuge is too large and too influential in Sussex County for you not to do this. The call for public comments has 9 more days to run, and I ask that the Sussex County participate in this opportunity to have a say in the governance of those 10,000 acres and their influence on the residents around them. So we ask that the County Council remember its citizens that live in the northern reaches of the county. We live precariously, and we need all of you to join with our councilwoman in the support of the second part of Senate Bill 64, and I ask for your participation in the CCP process.
And there are 9 days left.
There are 9 days. The comments are due on June 23rd.
Okay.
On this issue, how?
Yes, sir.
She mentioned the second part of SB 64.
Yes.
And that is what many people, I think, when it was originally put out there, heard, that it was going to be a way to quickly address these issues.
So we wouldn't be in the position we're in now.
I mean, is there any way to seek a decoupling within that bill, because it almost appears that either they put the other garbage in there to kill it,
mm-hmm,
or to maybe just bring along some egregious legislation under the guise of public safety and mm-hmm what have you.
Yeah.
It almost seems like it needs to
What are we talking about, the permits, though? If there's an emergency, we just waive permits or expedite them?
They've grouped it with other aspects.
But don't we do that anyway, Dave? Can't Lawrence do that when an emergency?
I think it's more referring
to
state requirements than
county. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's not us, all right, because we can do it.
Well, Senate Bill 64 would require local governments to address flooding issues more directly than they do currently, mm-hmm, including your form of government.
That's the first part of it.
Right.
The second part, which seems reasonable and which the speaker was advocating, doesn't seem like it would put a burden on our citizens or on this government.
Well, I'm not sure, sir, to be honest with you, how you would do that. I hadn't thought of the bill as being two different pieces. The amendment that's been offered takes some of the requirements, takes some of the teeth out of the bill.
I apologize for putting you on the spot. Maybe next week when you give your legislative update.
I'm just not sure. I guess I should speak with this lady because I'm not sure what she is asking us to do as far as decoupling the bill.
She's not. I think she is in favor of the bill because of that second portion. I think where some of my constituents' opposition lies is in the first part.
Right.
So.
And it did come out of the Bay Beach work group, that second part.
Okay. What it should have done was been more specific in this bill. Should have addressed Prime Hook instead of all Sussex County. That was the first mistake they made in this thing.
Well, it's the whole shoreline, I believe.
There's a complete.
Certainly, where I live is not in a floodplain.
Correct. There is a study.
Here we are down here in Prime Hook, and well, go ahead.
There's a legislative study group studying the entire Bay Beach,
right,
all the way from Lewis North.
Yeah.
And if you address one town along there in statewide legislation, then you're probably going to have all the other towns along the Bay Beach want to be part of that, so that's going to dilute the bill. Mm-hmm. So that's why I need to get a better understanding of how I should analyze this.
All right, looking to get back to us. If it's something we can do.
Time to talk to her, how it be.
Yeah, if we can have an impact. Right.
Talk to Mr. Gottman after we get done here. Sure.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.
All.
Ken McKinney?
He left. He was up here. You spoke earlier.
Lee Peters. Catherine Ward.
Good morning. I'm sorry to be at the end of this very long session.
That's fine.
My name is Catherine Ward. I am the president of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. We have filed a FOIA request to the council on a matter that we have requested information from March until now, the information has not been forthcoming. So we felt compelled to file a FOIA request for this information. I'm here speaking to you because the letter was sent to you and received on the 10th, and now it's the 14th. And I have proof that that letter was received, and I tried to find out what happened to the letter, and I'll tell you how that goes. My concern, how I found out that you stated you didn't receive it, was because the FOIA request was spoken about on the WBOC last night, and I received a call from them. I received a call from WGMD. So the information through a news release on my side was out there and I put that out after I received what I thought was proof that you received the letter of the FOIA request. So I'm afraid that that's going to confuse things for the press, and so I felt that it was imperative for me to speak to you to say, and I spoke with your administrative assistants. I was in and out this morning, found out that it was Mr. Kyle Bell who had received it. And it is difficult for me to imagine that if you received a certified letter, you know, usually people take that pretty seriously and make sure that it gets to whom it was addressed.
He signed for it, is what you're saying.
He signed for it, right. And I have this here. The matter's important because it's timely. You know, the council has put a one-month extension on the issues that we're interested in, and I would hope that these issues are addressed very timely because we feel that since it is going to be a public forum about this extension, that we need to be, the citizens of Sussex County need to be able to understand what are the areas that are being requested to have these extensions for. So I just feel that it's an important concern, and I wanted you to know that we are very interested in your addressing this request that has been brought before you since March.
What was it? Remind me, what was the request?
The request was about the extension of time for allowing the development and conditional use for all projects to be covered by the ordinance, and it was, you know, that because...
Oh, the extension for subdivisions?
Thank you, and conditional uses, all this. And we just want, all we want right. is a listing okay. of how many and, you know, how big, and we'd love to have a map to see where they are, because this, you know, we have no idea, is it 5 or is it 1,000? And we feel that this is going to seriously impact the citizens of Sussex County. And all we want to know is...
We haven't taken action on it.
But it's imminent. You know, I mean, it's...
But we could kill it.
A couple weeks.
We may not do anything.
We actually are waiting for that information. I believe it was tabled to allow our planning and zoning director to compilate that information.
Uh-huh.
And before we take action, that information will be presented publicly.
And I was aware of that. And we also know that there was the budget... had an item in it to computerize that information to help him out, so it would be easier to access for him. So I'm just asking you, please, to be aware that FOIA request has been sent to you, and I can show you that it was received. So I wish that you would address that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Becker, you know where the letter is?
No, I asked Mr. Guy if maybe he could get a copy of it, and if you have the original or a copy with you, then
we may have it,
but it might simplify it.
It's very one page, not a big deal, and it's the same thing that we requested. Excuse me.
You sent it Friday, or we got it Friday. You said
it's on the 10th, and Mr. Kyle Bell had signed for it. So, and I trying to avoid this having to come to you and ask. I went to the administrative assistants as soon as I heard that when you read your correspondence and it wasn't in your correspondence, I went over to find out. And also, BOC said to me that you told them that you had not received it. So I tried to trace down what happened, and I spoke with the administrative assistants. And I'm sorry, I do not have that with me because I expected it to be here since the man had signed for it.
Before you sit down,
yes, sir.
Can you tell me what this FOIA is about? What you really specifically what you really want to know?
Sure. I want to be, you know, I have to read it because you know it's. I want to say it exactly. We just want to know the things that are going to have an extension on them that have been appealed to you for extensions of these building projects. We just want to know how many there are and how...
How many extensions?
How
many subdivisions would be affected?
How many RPCs?
Thank you.
How many RPCs?
And conditional
how much,
uses.
What are we talking about? We were just very vague in our original presentation of
yes,
this thing.
Yes, Mr. Cole. Thank you.
Very vague.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to know myself.
But Mr.
Baker lost one of my letters, too. I gave him the other day. So.
I mean, I think it would benefit all of us if we just had a list of what we're talking about.
Got dropsy or something. He's dropping stuff off.
We don't want these things extended, and we don't know what's being extended.
Sure. And we have not gotten the information back from planning and zoning yet to give us that number, so
we can't. We haven't voted
Thank
on
you.
This yet.
No,
so.
That's correct.
No,
we, right. we can't give an answer until we get to the back.
We could vote it down, and for then we'd eliminate the FOIA.
Except, sir, we asked for this information in March, and we didn't get any responses.
We haven't done anything. So how are we going to tell you something?
Well, but if it came up to be examined, it seems to me that it would be important to have what you're talking about.
There's all kinds of people who bring things up before us, but until we take action, how are we going to give you an answer?
Well,
you're asked for an answer before we even made a decision.
I don't want an answer, sir. I want to know what it is that you're
going
to be.
Actually, you're ahead of us, I think.
As soon as we get the information, it'll be made public.
I so appreciate it. Thank you, Mr.
Yes,
Anderson.
Ma'am. And I think Dave found your letter you sent him and talked about it, but you came in late after
yes,
the conversation.
Bam.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that.
That's all the additional business brought before council. There is no executive session, so no possible action on executive session items. We'll entertain a motion to go into recess until 1:30 public hearing.
So moved.
And a second. We'll take a vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson, I vote yes, 1:30.
Hey, George, don't you get from 2:00?
Oh, even sit here.
And.